the conservative monster has been unleashed. It's Steve Cooper, the conservative monster.
We the people are not buying your propaganda or your newspapers any longer.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the crime in the streets. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
We the people will not allow you to poison the minds of the next generation with your Marxist views.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We the people are sick of you trying to cause more racial division instead of trying to unite the races.
Want the answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Well, you can have the truth. It's your host, Steve Cooper, the conservative monster.
Okay. Now, I'm just curious now, how old were you when you were in the concentration camp?
18.
And just tell us a little bit about what it was like. There was the food, I'm sure, was very scarce. And
in the beginning, it was a little bit food yet, but later on, there was no food at all. Once a day, they give us soup.
And how many years were you in there?
4 years.
Four years. Wow.
4 years. And they don't kind of work. First, I was in coal mine for a year. I called my leg over here, the people died.
Right.
1 year I was there.
And how were you liberated? Who rescued you?
Americans and Austria.
And what year was that?
1945.
Wow.
May 8, 1945.
Wow. Now, what do you feel like if the Russians would have been the liberators of the camp? Do you feel it would have been a different outcome?
Of course, they would take everything from us. After we were liberated, I was in hospital for 3 months. We were going home. He said he was going to send us by plane home. Never happened. So he sent us by boat. We go from Austria to Hungary and then Czechoslovakia. Soon we came to a boat. The Russians took everything away from us. We had cigarettes from Americans, we had chocolate from Americans, everything took away, we had nothing no more.
And where was this?
On the boat, when we were going from Austria to Hungary.
To Hungary, okay. And so what country was that originally you were in, the concentration camp?
Austria.
It was Austria, okay. Wow.
Yeah, but we liberated there, in Austria too. I was in hospital there for over 3 months because I had typhus. Belly typhus, they call it. I don't know if they call it here. I have no idea how they call it.
Now, did you ever see anyone, you know, the Germans kill anyone in front of you?
Of course. Yeah. So you couldn't go out to work, then they shoot you right away there. They don't have those questions. Right on the spot, they shoot you. So they don't bother with you. We were marching from Hungary. We were in Hungary. It was in 1945 already. No, end of 44. When the American plane were coming, bombing Dresden. They were coming by the hundreds. I couldn't count them. Sometimes I counted 78, sometimes I count 100, because they were coming and going. It looked like a group was coming and throw the bombs on Dresden, and they turned around and bombing again. And what do you want to say already? I forgot. In 1944 was it. So there was no food at all. So we were marching from Hungarian border to Mauthausen, to the camp. There was no food. There were three or four different groups. So we were marching the groups, and who was in the front, they shoot them right away. They didn't ask the question. Who was healthy, the one in the front, they could go faster than that. And I was in the back, so I was lucky, I survived. But I don't know, by the hundreds they killed there. from Hungary, on the Hungarian border till we came to there. But that was they knew already the war was over, because we heard already the Russians were coming, the cannons was miles away, but we heard already they were coming, they were there. So that was the end of it.
So now the German troops that were watching you, okay, that were guarding the camp, were they...
They disappeared. It was a Friday night. All of a sudden, there was no food already in the camp. No food. Everybody was hungry. We had a 78 pound. So there was no food. So all of a sudden, we tried to go out here and go there, here. Nobody was there. I said, what's going on? We didn't see no guards. So we found out in the morning, because they heard already the Americans were coming. They were shooting. The Americans were coming, they disappeared. They left there, old people, you know, the guard there, they didn't do nothing to us anyway. Older people, you know. So they left there. That's it. They disappeared, they ran away. They left the camp there completely. Then there was chaos, of course, there was no food, everybody was hungry. There was a magazine, where you kept the food. Everybody was rushing, they were killing each other. There was nothing there. There was a little rice there, a little flour there, I think. Well, that sugar was not even there. I don't even know, some old bread, the German bread was like a brick, small bricks, brick. That was there, but 2 seconds, everything was gone. There was nothing food.
So now, what do you want to tell everyone about communism and socialism, and what you're seeing today in the United States?
It's a bad situation, that's all I can tell you. I expect something happen over here too, with this regime, what's going on here. That's it. What else can I tell you? I don't know.
Yeah, so they're following the same footsteps of Stalin and Hitler and...
Mussolini and what's his name, Yugoslavia, Tito, all the same gangsters. All of them the same. They want to rule the whole world. Nobody rules the whole world. So that's what happened here.
So now... you were 18 when you were in the camp. Now, how did that happen? Someone you were... they just rounded everyone up. You were home one day. What happened?
The police came in and says you have to go there and there. If not, we take you. So I had to go. So everybody from the whole country, everybody went there. That age, 17, 18, 19, that age. So we were two groups working and in Hungary, two Jewish groups, two Romanian groups, not Jews, Romanian. They were finished with that, they trained us on the border, like the Marines, in case the emergency, they can use us. But there are 3 months, we're going on the border, and marching, all kind of thing business we had there.
So now, the 4 years that you were there, did the German soldiers ever tell you anything as far as, what was going on at all with the war? Nothing. No information at all?
No, nothing. We didn't know nothing. Till 1944, end of 44, we knew already that they took the parents away from home, they took all the Jews away. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
Right.
You wouldn't know.
Wow.
That was the end, though. Because in 45, the Americans liberated us.
Okay, so now, pre-invasion, okay, what was your knowledge about the movement in Nazi Germany at that time? Was it known as anti-Semitic? Did anyone see this coming?
Of course they know that's coming, but they don't believe it.
Right.
Sure, it was 1933 already.
Right.
They knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But the big shots didn't believe it, that we are Germans. We had, I had a friend, actually another friend, a cousin of mine. He was he had medals from here to here. He was in the First World War. He was a general, Jewish general. He was in Europe, he was a banker. He used to come there. See, he was born there in my town, but the parents moved away. And he used to come, the mother died, the father remarried. So he used to come every year to go to the cemetery. You should see everybody was watching. When he comes, everybody bring. We used to bring him chickens with eggs, milk, kind of thing. But they helped all the local guys in the army. When he was in the army, he was the big shot there. But that was since I remember, since I was a little boy. They took him at the concentration camp, and he wanted to make him a big shot. He says, "No way. I'm just like the rest of them. I'm not, because he had medals like this. You wouldn't believe it, how many medals. Good looking man, you know. He was like a horseman. I don't know. Here in the United States, I don't think so they have it. Yeah, but they had horses, but they marching in like one. I don't know if you saw in the movies, probably.
Yes, yeah.
He was that big,
wow.
Big shot. Good looking man. So he came, the wife came here. Once she saw me, she wanted to see me, because she remembered I was the youngest of the family. She wants to see me. She died here, the wife. So he says, "I'm not going to be a capo, I'm not going to be nothing, I'm just going to be the same people like that." You know how long he lasted there? For 3 weeks. He died. He couldn't take it.
Wow.
He couldn't take it. And he's a big man. He was a big shot, but in Germany he spoke all kind of languages and everything. Nothing else.
So now, this is like over 60 years ago. So what's
65
the...
65 years.
65 years.
Now it's going to be 65 years, May 8th, they were liberated.
Wow.
65 years ago, May 8th.
Now, what, out of those 4 years, what's the most powerful or traumatic thing that stands out in your memory of those 4 years that you think of still to this day that was very, scary and traumatic?
Every second was scary. There was no other way, because they don't know who they pick. And right. Anybody can come in and they pick you. There's no...
There was no method to it. They just,
random. They can do anything they want.
Random.
No, of course.
Yeah.
They beat me out. They beat my teeth. I came out with no teeth at all. With the gun,
rifle butt.
Yeah. Not with the butt, but the rifle.
Right.
Yet the teeth came out. I came after liberated. The journalist said, "Go to the doctor. He's going to help you." He was a deaf a guy who was not in the army. He was private. He wanted to fix it, but they couldn't do it. Fix it. He couldn't do nothing because I had no teeth. That was the end of it.
Wow. And so, now, in Austria, what part of Austria was this?
What do you mean, what part?
What's city?
Mauthausen.
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 Yeah.
Wow.
Mauthausen, we were liberated in Gutskirchen. It's a few miles from there. They rebuilt the Caillou camp. All in the woods. Always everything was in the woods. Mm-hmm. Mauthausen was a top of the hill. We wouldn't believe it when we came there. We believe it. It's like you climb up the hill. Such a big hill. And all barracks, all camps over there. For years and years and years. And that is that. In 1944, they came with a small plane. Imagine, they knew already the war was end, because they knew already everybody was running everywhere. We couldn't go to a place because they shoot you right away. So they came with a small plane, private plane, and they're throwing bombs on us. And the barracks to kill already there. In the last minute. We didn't know it's the last minute, but then we find out that the war was almost over.
So now, what year did you come to the United States?
In 1950, in December 1950.
So for those 6 years after the liberation, you were where, in Austria still? Or?
No. I didn't stay in Austria. I went to Czechoslovakia. I went home. That was my home.
Right.
So I went back there. And in 1940... 8 and 9, between 48 and 49, I applied to go back. But I could go back any time I want because I was liberated there. So I went back to Austria, and I was waiting there to apply for the United States to come. So I was waiting there for 2 years or so, and they let me go.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, now, what's your recollection of the 60s in the United States? Now, are you seeing a familiar movement with the communist movement that happened in the 60s? Are you surprised this hasn't happened sooner?
I don't know how to answer you that, because, you see, I went through Russians, I went through the Germans, so I was not... Actually, my father was a mayor for 8 years in a small town. But in 1928, he gave it up because he became a big shot already. He knew the big shots, so he was working for the government. But he was a Democrat, like over here. There were liberal Democrats, everything was nice. Then later on, when the war started already, they were so smart, the communists, they took back the Hungarian who were there before. Who they lost the war because the Hungarian lost the war, they gave it to Czech. So they brought back from Hungary the guys who served there, the policemen, the teachers, brought back. I remember as a kid, I was a young kid, it was 1938. A guy came in to my father. I was there. I was a young kid. He came in to father. He says, "You remember me?" He was serving there as a policeman. He knew my father. My father was went to Hungarian school. He knew how to talk to him. We didn't know too much because we were back to Czech school already. But they sent everybody back there. He was so smart. He wanted the people to serve the same way like they served before. But it didn't happen too long. Because then they took it over. Hitler gave an order to take the Jews, and that's it. That was the end of it.
So, now, one more question about today. I'm curious now, American politics, what do you, I know I asked you this before, but what's your opinion about American politics today?
Very lousy. There's no politics, no politicians no more. The smart people, they're not there. The garbage politicians there.
Well, they corrupt their own.
Corrupt, right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. There's no politicians because it doesn't go too far. We're gonna pay for that for who knows how long, many years and years. My children and your children, everybody's children are going to pay for it. What's going on here?
Now, you mentioned to me one time that the kids don't understand about communism, that they're going to have to live through it to really understand. So, can you explain to these kids?
They learn in school, they learn it. They learn in school, everybody is the same, everybody. There's no rich, there's no poor. Everybody is the same. Everybody is going to get the same thing. Ration food is going to be, ration shoes is going to be, everything is going to be ration because... The poor is going to get the same thing as the rich. That's communism. Communism. That is that you have to go to work. They're going to tell you go help the government to work on Saturday and Sunday for free. That's what I used to do. Once I went too. They said help out the government. We work one day or 2 days free for government, like the field. Take the potatoes out or the vegetables out. That's communism. That was going on even today, probably going on. I don't know. But probably is going on today too.
And one more question. I'm curious. We were speaking earlier about Israel. So what do you feel that they need to do to survive? Are they in danger? What's your opinion from radical Islam and the communist global communist movement?
Always in danger there. Always danger. Always danger. So many countries against them. So it's always dangerous. But they wouldn't let themselves no more. Once they were in concentration camp, now they're going to live or die, one of the two. Or they're going to throw the bomb to everybody, or they're going to live. That's going to be the end of it. But they're not going to go to the concentration camp again.